There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday. And we are on location Friday as we are at the G&D Outdoor Expo Year 2. And I would say the vice chair at G&D Farms, because he's you know his name. It's Lee Davis. But he is, in case Starla is not able to perform the duties of being the president of G&D Farms, you're a close second to be able to help out, right?
I'm a second, but not a close second.
Okay.
But I am a second. Between. Yes, sir.
Hey, good to see you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for being here.
And, man, look at this.
I know it. We just opened up, and this place is buzzing, and we are tickled to death. We've got a great group of vendors in here. Everybody really stepped up this year. I think they saw last year the potential in it, and we're blessed. They have really stepped up, and we've got some great vendors in here, and it's already buzzing.
Okay, so people who have not followed our conversations on the air about this,
yes,
and,
sir,
and then last year, this is what we say G&D Outdoor Expo, which I love. I started thinking about this in the shower this morning. The Outdoor Expo is inside.
Right.
We're here at the grounds in the Hocklander building with all these vendors, but this was something like that you and Starla said, somebody needs to do this.
We've been talking about it for several years. We're a glutton for punishment. We love work.
You all do.
And you know, we're just like everybody else. We love to go to these things.
Yep.
And we just felt like there was so much improvement that could be done to these events, and we just decided let's do one and see what we can do with it.
So, because people think, okay, like got the boat show, great thing that happens in the spring, but that's boats and boats and boats.
Right.
This is for outdoors of all types.
Outdoor activities. Yeah, we've got, you know, we do have the boats. Foster's Marine back there, they've got the boats, and we've got the equipment and stuff that we use for outside, and just pecans and just whatever you can,
okay,
just anything.
Yeah, and I want to talk about it. So there's something, I mean, I know it's cliche, there's something for everybody. There is something for everybody, but at the same time, if somebody's getting ready, that's kind of y'all's, you know, specialty at G&D Farms.
Right, right.
They're getting ready for hunting season. I mean, I was on the tractor this morning, you know, people getting ready.
It's that time.
If somebody's wondering seed blends, why this one, why that one, and not that y'all won't stop for a second at G&D and talk to us about it, but the people that manufacture those blends are here.
They are.
So if I said, man, I got sandy soil, I got clay soil, I got a place that stays wet all the time, I got a place that I can't get any wet
just
on.
Just a wealth of knowledge, and they're sitting right here in the booth. Daniel with WMS, John White with Wax Seed Company, Destin with Ware Millen and Kalmbach, and the Tecumati. It's just whatever you can think of, they're here. And the people that represent these products are here. And even though we sell and represent them too, there's no substitute for their brain.
Right. And this is like, and Daniel and I had great conversations last year. And I'm telling y'all, if you're thinking about it, you personally or your club or whatever, you think about what you're buying to plant this year. Daniel's so good, and I know the people from Wax are as well, but I spent the time with Daniel. You can get that nerdy and say, all right, I got this, you know, we got clay soil in the bottoms, we got sandy soil on the top.
Yes.
Do I need to plant the same thing? I'll say, no. This is going to work better on your sandy.
Right.
This is more on your clay.
Right.
You know, you don't need so much clover here, but you need more there. This chicory would be good. I mean, it's that kind of narrow, very specific.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something. Even though we try our very best to do the best for our customers. You always got that thought in the back of their mind, all right, this guy's trying to sell me something.
Correct, yes.
This man here is trying to give you some information.
Yes.
And it's just, it just makes you feel better getting it from the man. Straight from the source.
Right. And like I said, I mean, I've been working with y'all for a long time. And, you know, when I go in and you will stop and I'll say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing this with this field, that. And you're a great source of information. But you're not the one who developed the dang blend.
Correct.
Those
Correct.
People are here today.
Yes. Yes. The people that actually did the research and put that together. They're sitting here at the table.
And you can play the game with them. You can say, okay, well, this field's got this kind of. And they'll say, okay, well, it's not this one.
Yeah,
it's
you're,
this
not
one over here.
You're not going to outthink them. They're ready.
Yeah, it's really great. And obviously, the things that go along with it, from the tractors and the RTVs and all the things that go into going in the outdoors, are here on display.
Yes, it's all your equipment manufacturers. And let's not forget the archery.
That's what I want to say. So I want to talk about the schedule. Here we are on Friday. So this is opening day.
Yes, sir.
At the Outdoor Expo. But walk us through today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
12 to 8 today. 10 to 8 tomorrow. 10 to 4 Sunday.
Okay. Archery is when? When do the kids start flinging arrows?
This afternoon.
Okay. Now, this archery, if y'all hadn't seen this before, we have super talented kids in school, academic. You know,
these are school
middle
kids.
Middle school and high school.
Middle school kids. These kids are that are winning. And we've
and
got programs here that are winning national
that's the thing.
Competitions.
Y'all, I mean, we like to celebrate our winners on all different athletics, you know, here. Well, these kids around here are not only winning locally, they're going outside
the
state.
They're winning out in the country.
This is fantastic.
Countrywide. We're so proud of these kids.
It's a good time, too, to come watch them. But also, if y'all got kids, you know, and I've said this 100 times, you know, there's maybe not a, you know, kid that they're not going to make the football team. They're not going to make the basketball team. You know what I'm saying? They don't have, I mean, they're not, but they can come out here and achieve at the highest level in archery. I don't care how big you are or how small you are.
100%. And they get in front of one of these other vendors and they look and, We got some of the best talented taxidermists anywhere in the country represented
here. Oh, I'm looking
right
at,
here.
Yeah, I'm looking at some bucks.
Unbelievable.
Look at during the news break. But yeah, so the archery starts today. What time?
I'm not sure. I better
this
before
probably,
I start.
Probably after the kids.
Oh yeah. So it'll be after dinner.
And they're going to shoot tomorrow as well.
Yes, yes.
And what's cool, y'all? Once again, I mean, even if you don't have a kid, you're trying to introduce to this. Just come down and watch the proficiency of these kids.
Oh, these kids will surprise you.
Lights out shooters.
Unbelievable.
And then if you're trying to get your kid thinking maybe this might be an activity for them to do at their school,
sure.
It's a great time to hype them up for that. So we got that going on. Also, we got speakers. This guy, and he's going to be on the show with me tomorrow, the outdoor show. He is like, I talk to a lot of politicos, and I don't, you know, I kind of, my blood pressure kind of stays, my heart rate stays kind of normal.
Right.
I've done this
right.
But tomorrow, Bronson Strickland is
going
to be here, and he is, if you are in the deer world, you got to know this guy. He's a superstar.
He is the man. Whether it's, you know, hunting in Kansas or South Alabama.
Yep.
He is a wealth of knowledge.
He's this group of guys that have really risen during the podcast world and all that. They're scientists, okay? They got the degrees, they got the science, but they're hunters. So
right.
They can put
right.
it in my language so I can understand.
Yes.
But they do the studies, like, if y'all have heard about the buck studies that show the range of bucks and how far they go and don't go, he's the man behind that. You want to talk
exactly.
about what produces the most forage in your woods for your deer? He's the guy behind that research.
He came up with that information.
Yeah.
He went after it and got it. He's devoted his whole career to studying what we're out here trying to do.
And so he's going to be, we'll have a little snippet with him. You have a little chance to hear him tomorrow from 11 to noon, but then he's doing a seminar what time?
1
tomorrow
o'clock.
After, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
And 1 o'clock Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the stage set up. I'm sure it'll be a packed house because
yeah, if you Google him,
the word's out.
Yeah, if y'all don't already know who he is, just Google him. If you're
Bronson Strickland.
I mean, he is the man. I'm so excited about meeting
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. And these guys, these buddies of mine stepped up that are represented here, vendors and business owners here in Mobile that stepped up and said, look, if you can get him here, we'll take care of the bill. We want him here.
Well, then do this. If y'all want to see him, you've heard him before, you're going to see him in person, you're going to get to ask questions of Bronson Strickland.
Absolutely.
It is here. It's happening tomorrow and Sunday. And we are, once again, in the Hocklander building, but here at the grounds. You said we're here till 8 tonight.
Till 8 tonight, yes, sir.
Tomorrow, open doors at
10.
10 tomorrow, goes to 8.
8, yes, sir.
And then Sunday,
10 to 4.
All right. Tickets available here if they didn't already get
yes,
them.
Yes, yes. Pre-sale's over with, so tickets at the door. We're ready to go.
All right, good stuff. And thank you for having us back out.
Hey, we appreciate what y'all do. Your voice out there, I think, is way stronger than you realize.
Yeah, I don't know. You're my people, and I'm happy to do it.
We're happy to be a part of it.
Well, and it really is for Miss Starlin, but I appreciate it. Lee Davis with G&D Farms.
Thank
you. G&D Farms Outdoor Expo. We will see y'all here today, Saturday, and Sunday. So come out and be part of it. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile. We'll hit up that text line at 343-0106.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, live from the G&D Outdoor Expo here at the grounds, day number one. Doors just opened, and folks coming on in. And I will say, you know, I talked to Lee Davis about it in the last segment. Really watching the kids. We've talked about it. We've done interviews on the show before about the youth archery programs at our schools here. If y'all remember back when Biden administration was talking about cutting any funding to remember, I forget exactly the bill they were pushing. It would have affected middle school and high school archery programs. And I mean, put up a big fuss. Number one, because it's the right thing. Number two, because, yeah, we've got kids that do fantastically well at it around here. And it's a cool thing. It's something that, you know, if your child is not going to make the football team, not going to make the basketball team, whatever, archery, it's like I've always said about scouting. Scouting's there for them as well. But the archery programs here are really, really good. Great teachers, mentors in this, and they're super competitive. So if you want to watch what these kids do, check them out today and tomorrow. Also, if you want to get your kids interested in this, maybe it's a good time to, you know, like a hype reel for them to come out. All right, I'll grab this text first, though. And I don't know, this is kind of a non sequitur, but it's, you know, it's self-serving, so I like it. Derek texted in, I would like to buy stock in your shiny shovel store, $17 million. Fine. What Derek's talking about, if you hadn't heard over time, we are going to open a store one day. So on my list of things that I'm going to do one day. And what we're going to feature in there are the hard hats that the politicians wear when they do groundbreaking, the chrome-plated shovels, giant checks, like Ed McMahon, you should show up. Like, where do you go get a giant check? Well, we'll be a place where you can get a giant check. You want big ribbon and giant scissors for ribbon cutting and an opening? We got those, too. So, Derek, you can absolutely be a partner with me. Just cut me the check for $17 million, and we'll get started. All right. People asking, will I be here tomorrow? Yeah, so today we're here till 2 doing the show. Tomorrow, 11 to noon, FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, which is new. Usually Mike and I do the show from 7 to 8 on Saturday mornings. We'll be from 11 to noon tomorrow preceding the Auburn game. So we will be here. Yes, so we'll be here from 11 to noon and obviously before and after because I like to check it out. I mean, as soon as I get off the radio here, I go check out all the different vendors and we'll do the same thing tomorrow. So make sure you come out and take part in it. Tickets for sale here at the door. The pre-sale is over. Also, and this is just a note I had made to myself listening to Jeff this morning, and I this question about Kimmel. And one thing I'd like to see here, you know, we talked about ratings and all that stuff yesterday on the show. You know, if the reason why the FCC has a say in any of this, like I said yesterday, that over-the-air networks, just like we on radio, hold a federal license, therefore we're under the purview of the Federal Communications Commission. And cable, podcast are different. Because if that audience is there, and like I said, it's not like the show didn't get any ratings to make any money, but that show, if you look at the numbers, it costs more to make the show than what they could sell in advertising. And I pointed out, you look at podcasters out there that are pulling similar or bigger numbers in the late night TV shows, and their production costs are very, very low. What is the old, you know, lower the bridge, raise the water, either way to arrive at that. So you look at Kimmel, could Kimmel then do a Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson gets kicked off Fox News. I think he has a bigger audience now and makes more money doing what he's doing now. Could Kimball do that similar thing? I also turn around and people say, well, you can't do anything that's against this administration. Well, South Park has gone harder in the paint than ever against Trump in this season. And they're fine. They just had negotiated a $1.5 billion contract. $1.5 billion for cartoons. Really funny cartoons, but cartoons. So if I think the meritocracy of online is really important. So if Kimball's got this audience and he could do something with it, then Kimball can leave ABC and go hang out his own shingle. Now, in the old days, the advantage was, like we talked about, the advantage was always that if you were on broadcast networks, you were given a built-in audience, right? If you were, if anybody was there in that slot, you had an audience waiting to see because they just finished their nightly news or whatever it is. You had a lead-in. In the broadcast area, in the broadcast world, over air, you've got the problem with it. I mean, you have to build an audience. Outside of that, you've got to carve out your own audience. But I think if you're talented enough, and if, you know, people that are supporting Kimball, if he's talented enough, he can go to an online platform tomorrow and get this done. All right, let's see. More. Okay, cool. More people want to invest in my store. Derek, I don't know what that came from. We hadn't talked about that in forever. That's a pretty good idea, too. This unnamed texter on the text line said, one item for your store and your website is a T-shirt that just says unnamed texter right across the front. Dalton, will you write that down? Dalton's running the controls right now back at the gold, gilded, and luxurious FM Talk 106.5 studios. If you write that down, that should be a premium item. Let's get some T-shirts that say unnamed texter on them, and we'll go from there. All right, let's see. Oh, also coming up in hour number two, Mark Colson. He's with the Alabama Trucking Association. You know, he's a guest on the show quite a bit. And it is Truckers Week in Alabama. Plus, they have a song release, which, you know, when he came on the show and said, hey, man, we got this song for Alabama truckers coming out. I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm excited because I like Mark. But I listened to it, and this is a heck of a good song. The Sweet Tea Trio, Alabama band, they recorded up in Muscle Shoals. Great show. We'll talk about that. A great song. We'll talk about that coming up with Mark Colson in hour number two. Plus, as we talk about things going on this weekend, of course, we're here at the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo. But the Son of a Sailor Fest, maybe this goes back to my discussion of being told what you should do or letting things rise on their own. You know, the Son of the Sailor Fest was just an impromptu event that was scheduled in the second line. Joseph Brennan, so Dan Brennan's son, and some other folks put this together right after Jimmy's death, and they brought thousands of people into it. This year, as an organizing, is even bigger. And in addition, of course, the announcement is the Jimmy Buffett Experience that's coming, that that museum, that tribute to Jimmy, and the story out today. I guess there had been some talk about it, but they now have found the sculptor to do the sculpture of Jimmy. That's going to be right there on the Mobile River, looking across the river. Pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For the fifth time this year, Russia violated Estonian airspace. Estonia says three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission earlier today, and the incursion lasted 12 minutes. The foreign minister denounced it as a brazen act. The airspace violation comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland. A Florida federal judge has tossed out a defamation lawsuit filed by President Trump against the New York Times. The judge ruled that Trump's lawsuit was overly long and full of tedious and burdensome language that had no bearing on the legal case. The judge gave the president 28 days to file an amended complaint. On Capitol Hill, the House passed a temporary spending bill today. It would extend the government funding for 7 weeks and avoid a partial government shutdown. The measure has moved on to the Senate. This is SRN News.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind. to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
This weather update sponsored by UltraWash. No job is too big or too small. From water towers to sidewalks, we clean it all. Let us improve the first impression of your home or business. Call Hal, 366-5291. It's not just washed, it's UltraWashed.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
A few isolated showers are possible this afternoon. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then for Saturday, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the best time to buy a boat at Blue Water Yacht Sales. Get end-of-the-season pricing and manufacturing incentives on all leftover 2025 inventory, including Regulator, Jupiter, Pioneer, Avenger, and Bulls Bay. See the current inventory online, stop by the East I-65 Beltline location, or give them a call at 476-2699. And while you're there, ask about their brokerage services that help you sell your boat for top asking price. Blue Water Yacht Sales, your local certified Yamaha and Mercury service and warranty dealer in Mobile and Orange Beach.
In Mobile, we all want the same things. Safe streets, good roads, and a community where small businesses can grow. That's why Spiro Charagatis is running for mayor. As a former judge and prosecutor, Spiro will fight crime and support first responders. He will bring fresh and innovative ideas for a future built on unity, opportunity, and real results.
I'm Spiro Charagatis. Let's look forward to what's next for Mobile, because the best is yet to come.
Paid for by Spiro for Mayor.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 1065 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 1065 on iTunes or Stitcher. This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 1065 and Midday Mobile. Live from the grounds for the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I tell you what, it's been a heck of a couple weeks, but it's been a heck of a year for gold and silver prices. And with an update, my buddy Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry joins us now. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Sean, gold is up today.
Good.
Gold's up today, 36.72, and silver right now is trading at 42.68.
The gold thing is fantastic, but the silver is the only one, you know, that I personally am in. And people were saying the other day, after you and I talked, people were texting in and said, oh, you know, I bought it this, I bought it that. Ron, I mean, I'm not that old. Okay, I'm kind of old. But, I mean, I was buying it in the teens. I bought a lot of silver it was in the teens.
Yeah, I was buying it when it was $1.98 an ounce, Sean. That's how old I am.
So. You're killing me now. You're killing me.
Yeah, nobody cared about it in the 80s and 90s. It was, except for during the Hunt Brothers run, silver was kind of like the odd child out. It was ignored for about 20 years there. It kind of sat and didn't change a lot.
You told me, though, way back, you said, hey, watch this. And it's not, you know, it's not every day that it's true, but you said there's a relationship in the price of gold to the price of silver. They are linked over, if you look at the history, right? And you were saying back then that gap had gotten out of whack and you saw it closing, and it looks like it has.
Oh, yeah, it was well over 112 to 1 not that long ago, but when gold was hit 3,600 and silver was still the Odd Child Out lagging out there in the 20s and 30s, and it, of course, shot up over about 3 weeks to close that gap, and now it's trading about 88-1 as far as the ratio. So much closer to where it should be, and that, I mean, it took a long time to see a downward trend as far as the ratio, which is good for people holding silver. It's not necessarily bad for people holding gold. It's just good for the silver buyers, and we are seeing a lot more interest in silver than gold because premiums are down. With the high prices, it's brought a lot of silver and gold out of the woodwork, and we have a deal right now, American Silver Eagles. You got to buy 10 to get this price, but $2.50 over spot and 1 ounce silver rounds at a dollar over, and you got to buy 10 a minimum to get that price. So people buy more, we can get even closer to spot. So it's been a long time since you could buy these metals at spot.
Okay, would you save some for me for this afternoon? That sounds like a great deal for the Silver Eagles. I'm coming in for that. You got my attention. And just before we wrap, too, a reminder that not only are y'all selling precious metals, but what a time. If somebody has scrap jewelry, stuff laying around, and they're not even using, what a time to get top dollar for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a sterling silver fart, for goodness sake, has almost $25 worth of silver in it. I mean, you know, a lady came in yesterday with a full set, and it was over $4,000 for the set. So, yeah, if you want to profit take it and you have those items and not a lot of people are using them, please give us a chance to make you an offer.
All right, tell them how to find you.
We're located at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. They can find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or just give us a call at 251-725-1590.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
You're welcome, Sean.
All right, there he goes, Ron, the font of information at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. We'll get to your text, but I do want to finish up the story here for a second. I thought this was really telling, and, you know, it was, we were in the conversation yesterday. If you didn't hear it, I had my buddy Jim Cox on, who you know probably from Friday Night Football. He does it with Dan Brennan, but he came to Mobile from Illinois to call hockey games, do play-by-play. He came with the Mobile Mystics. The Mystics left, and he stayed. He and his wife liked it down here so much, they stayed. But he knows hockey, not just as a fan, but he knows it as the business. So he came in to talk with me for about a half hour yesterday on what, number one, he explains what happened with the Mystics, why it failed, in his estimation, which is not just one of a fan, it's one of somebody who did it for a living and watched the business, and why he thinks the new iteration of hockey in Mobile at the new arena will work. It's a really good conversation, but it also, every time I mentioned hockey, it got kicked off with all the different names, and y'all had great names, even though we weren't doing a name the team thing yesterday, but everyone wants to put their 2 cents in. I'm still, even though there were some great examples yesterday, I'm still stuck on, I think the Mystics, I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But people often were saying yesterday, too, something to do with Jimmy Buffett and the hockey team to kind of tie things together. That's interesting, and it's, you know, now that Jimmy's going to have a museum. And I don't want to go back and kick old cans, but, you know, Jimmy wasn't treated great early on by the radio business here in Mobile. Now, I was young enough that I was not responsible for that, and if I would have been here, I think I would have been playing his records. But I wasn't doing radio then. I was just a kid. But to see the city, I think maybe, you know, I would have loved to see this happen during Jimmy's life, but I'm glad it's happening now. You know, it'd been better during his life, but still to honor him, get the Son of a Sailor Fest, which was organic and how it started. I think that was a great, great thing, and it's now gotten bigger and bigger. I think they've sold out the VIP tickets for tomorrow. But part of this also is they're giving you a heads up on what's happening with this, the museum. Jimmy Buffett Experience Interactive Museum, this is from WPMI, Interactive Museum exhibit about Buffett's music, life, and connections to Mobile and the Gulf Coast will be installed at the National Maritime Museum of the Gulf. Right there amongst the container shipping, I guess. Listen, it'll be the most popular thing. Maybe the numbers they were putting out early on for the Maritime Museum, remember how they said, well, it's going to be, and I forget, Rob Holbert and I talk about it a lot, the numbers they said they were going to draw monthly and yearly that it has not lived up to. They may see those numbers now with the Jimmy Buffett exhibit. And I did hear, too, in a discussion earlier this week on FM Talk 106.5 during Mobile Mornings, that the things that are going to be in that museum are not just on, they're on loan, but they're not just coming through for a limited time. They're going to be there. They're very special items that you're not going to see anywhere else. They're going to be here. And then, of course, the announcement about the statue, which is about time. People have come up with that idea in the past. I don't know why it took his death to get it, but we're doing it. So there's going to be a Jimmy Buffett statue here as well. So I think that's all great things and a thing to celebrate this weekend as well with the Son of a Sailor Festival. And your thoughts on that? I mean, we think about, I mean, a nice little walk. You can see, you think about it, you go down to Water Street and go on the river, you're going to see our baseball greats and football heroes. At the same time, music heroes. So that's pretty cool. And good on them. I'm glad we're getting that. And I think that's going to be the most success they've ever seen at the Maritime Museum. I think the numbers they wanted way back will probably happen. All right. And then this story yesterday, we briefly mentioned it and didn't really have time to get into it. But there's more on Tarantula Gate that's come out here. Now, Dan and Dalton talked about the number of animal stories. It does. And I mean, we do this for a living. I'll watch. There'll be some story about something they're working on in Montgomery that's going to cost you more money or change something. And it gets some attention. But Lord knows if you got an alligator in the story or an owl or a coyote or a fox, which, by the way, that's a whole other thing we'll work on next week on the show. You get a lot of attention. This one, the tarantula story, has more to it. We had the story earlier this week that the tarantula.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, live from the grounds. And I don't know, somebody in one of the tractors or something backed over something. We lost the internet connection, which is how we connect this show to the gold-gilded FM Talk 106.5 studios. So I don't know how far through the tarantula story we got. But just to know that the tarantulas were returned. I know it's just out of things you would think that people are going to steal. Although, listen, I can do like crazy news stories. They busted some guy down in South Florida, was it last month, with like 50 baby sea turtles. Like he had some cocaine. Well, you know, you think, okay, cocaine. The guy's got cocaine. But he also had the other weight he was moving was 50 baby sea turtles. Animal stories, y'all. Animal stories make the make the cut every time. So there you go. But yeah, the people, I guess, that stole the tarantulas, either the heat got to be too much because of all the Facebook posts. The person was arrested in that case as well. But they returned, before they were arrested, they returned the tarantulas to B&B Pet Shop. And I was just saying, over time, there's been all kind of stuff stolen, animals stolen from there. So I don't, you know, I guess it makes sense, though, because that's what they have. Other stores lose like 12 packs of Coors Light, or whatever, somebody, phone chargers or whatever, and they don't have those at B&B, so it's probably makes sense that that's what would be stolen from there, would be animals. All right, let's hit up the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. And by the way, I really appreciate those ideas. Dalton, I hope you wrote that down. The unnamed texter T-shirt is pretty brilliant. I like that one a lot. Let's see here. This from B-Dark said, no, the Mobile Mafia that would suit the city better. Oh, you're talking about for the hockey team name? Nah. I think the Mystics, I mean, there were some really good suggestions the other day, but the Mystics are, I think, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's see here. People asking what day do they want, like, my personal opinion, what day to come to the event. I don't know. They're open till 8 tonight and tomorrow till 8 as well. I think if you go tomorrow, you're going to get the Bronson Strickland seminar at 1, and also the kids are going to be shooting archery today, but they'll be shooting tomorrow. So you have both the kids shooting the archery and the Bronson Strickland the talk that goes on at 1 o'clock. All right. Matthew says, may I make a suggestion? Would the city please consider naming the new airport after Jimmy Buffett? I think the Jimmy Buffett Mobile International Airport has a nice ring to it and would be appropriate. That's a cool idea, Matthew. I think that one's good. I think they're kind of, you know, with it being Brooklyn Field, they're kind of, well, I mean, they could do what they do like in Tuscaloosa, right? It's Bryant-Denny Stadium and Nick Saban Field, I think. So they could do, like, let's get everybody's name on it, right? It could be Brooklyn International Airport and Jimmy Buffett Tarmac, or something like that, and get everybody in on the mix. Jerry in Fort Morgan said that guy you're talking about was only going to take the sea turtles home to feed his pet red fox. You know, the red fox thing, and I've talked to both sides on this, and I, because attorneys are now involved, nobody's coming on the show. It's just like a normal thing. Nobody's going to come on the show until the attorneys green light it. But it's now in a stalemate on the Red Fox at Dauphin Island scenario or controversy. I do wonder, I mean, can we find a way in between to bring the to trap the red foxes and take them somewhere else. Now, I pointed out in, like, the real world, the reason you don't see red foxes everywhere like you used to on the mainland is because coyotes kill them, because they're just doing coyote stuff, and they kill, just like wolves kill coyotes, coyotes kill red foxes. The reason the red foxes have succeeded on Dauphin Island is it's an island, and even though some people have told me there's coyotes on the island, I've not heard or seen them before, and that's why the foxes are having success. So that's the so if you trapped them and moved them to the mainland, it's going to be leave a situation where they may not be lasting long. But you know, maybe that's the third way on this. I don't know. Also, in stories, I want to get to this. I think coming up next week, Baldwin County Sheriff Anthony Lowry, or it's the next week, is going to be on the show with me. And this story over at LaniatMobile.com, this is interesting. In all the Cash Patel discussion I had earlier in the week, I don't know if you've seen this story. You need to go over to LaniatMobile.com to see it. It says, Baldwin County Sheriff Anthony Lowry, this is on Friday, so a week ago, questioned the use of taxpayer money for a security detail for Alexis Wilkins, the girlfriend of FBI Director Cash Patel, who attended a federal trial as a guest of a family who sued the deputy over a 2017 shooting. Wilkins was present in Mobile earlier last week, seated with Jonathan Victor's family while opening arguments and testimony unfolded in the wrongful death lawsuit against the Baldwin County deputy, Matthew Hunaday, seeking $4.75 million. Jury ruled Friday morning Hunaday's actions were not excessive or unreasonable during a roadside standoff on I-10 that left Victor dead. Following the defense judgment clearing the deputy, Lowry was asked if he had a comment concerning Wilkins' presence to support the plaintiffs. Lowry said, you know, I don't have any. I don't know what her relationship was here or why she was here. It's unfortunate that apparently she had a security detail here protecting her that was, I'm not sure, the wisest way to spend tax dollars, but that's not my business, end quote. FBI National Press Office did not respond to a request seeking to confirm if Wilkins had law enforcement security assigned to her during the visit. A reporter observed Wilkins outside the courtroom Monday morning, accompanied by a man. So it's just, it said, a country music artist and conservative media personality, Wilkins is affiliated with Prager University, so Dennis Prager, you hear some of his commercials on this station, has contributed to Town Hall, Daily Caller, and Turning Point USA's live feed. She also hosts the news commentary program Between the Headlines and serves on the board of the National Rifle Association. She's been dating Patel since 2023, and Cash has way outkicked his coverage on this one, big time, if y'all have seen the pictures. Deputy Hunaday's trial lasted 4 days, during which jurors heard testimony from law enforcement and policy experts representing both Victor's family and Hunaday. But that was the interesting thing last week, and Lanyap got it, that you had Cash Patel's girlfriend in the city of Mobile, or at a trial here, and then did she have the security come with her? And if she does that security come, is it private security, or is it because, is it through the FBI and Cash Patel? Like, how far do you go with security? I mean, obviously Cash Patel is going to have security. Does Cash's girlfriend get security? How far down do you go down the list? All right, another thing on the list here to talk about, I want to talk about this more coming up in this next hour, is Bagram. And we have said this on this show so many times, and the people I know, they're veterans that served in Afghanistan, to the last one that I talked to. I mean, like every one of them, not saying there's somebody who doesn't disagree, but in my friend group, every one of them talked about how important Bagram Air Base was. And that even if they were going to turn Afghanistan back over to the Afghanis and the government that fell very quickly, that we should have retained control of Bagram Air Base. Kind of like we control Guantanamo, right? Cubans disagree with it, but we still have the footprint there. Well, President Trump's now been pushing national security officials to find a way to get Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan back from the Taliban. Which, by the way, the Taliban, who cut off internet access because they're the morality police, that was a big story this week, is, oh, Taliban's cut off because of declining morality or something in Afghanistan, they shut the internet off. But Trump's talking about trying to get Bagram back. So the idea of having Bagram back, and like the people that I defer to that fought that war there, would be a great thing. But how do you do that? I mean, how do you do that? Do we go back into war to take Bagram Air Force Base back? They're not going to probably let us land right there and just set up everything. And it was quite a place, too, talking to my buddies and several of y'all I know that are Texters that served there and talked about how Bagram was not just air base. It had, like, food courts and, like, all kind of infrastructure for our service members there. I don't know what that looks like now. in the story from CNN, said Trump hinted at those discussions publicly for the first time on Thursday, telling reporters his administration is working to regain control of the base, which lies an hour north of Kabul. Taliban took it over following the collapse of Afghan government and the U.S. military withdrawal in 2021. We know that deadly day and what led to that. Can you pull this off? I mean, this is the problem. Yes, would it be good for us to have a forward operating base there like Bagram? Yes. Do we expect the Taliban to say, yeah, come on, take it back? Yeah, they say the Trump and senior national security officials believe the base is needed for several reasons, including to surveil China, also getting access to rare earth elements and mining in Afghanistan. There you go. There's the profit motive. And establish a counterterrorism node to target ISIS, possibly reopen a diplomatic facility, according to some sources. Do we want to go back there? Do we want to go fight the Taliban again? Because they're not going to just say, oh, yeah, you're at Bagram, everything's cool. We go right back to the bombings. We go right back to security personnel that we would probably hire to have on Bagram that would not actually be aligned with the United States. They would turn on our forces. I mean, it's a horrible thing that we've lost it. But how do we go back and take that? I'd love to hear from you at 343-0106. All right, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile. One of our guests coming up next hour, Mark Colson, Alabama Trucking Association. It is Truckers Week. We'll talk about some of the numbers for truckers in Alabama and a song that they've released here that I think is a pretty good one. We'll get his comments on the Alabama Trucking Association becoming like a music production company as well. All that coming up. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.